The start of wildfire season has managers assessing resources to battle blazes across the West this summer. There's serious concern about air tanker support in the lower 48, but as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the aircraft shortage is not an issue in Alaska.
Experts say firefighters could be busy this year if the La Nina weather patterns that have generated so much snowpack this past winter transitions into an El Nino pattern, as predicted, later this summer. If so, State Forestry Division spokeswoman Maggie Rogers says Alaska's firefighting agencies will be ready with 4 air tankers on contract to help the grunts on the ground knock down wildfires.
In Alaska, we're fortunate for this fire season that we have on contract 2 air tankers, Convair 580s for the Alaska Division of Forestry, and then 2 CL-215 water scooping aircraft for BLM Alaska Fire Service. And those are in Alaska for our fire season and the duration that we need them. So we don't have quite the competition for resources that they might be experiencing in the lower 48.
Rogers is referring to the shortage of air tankers that firefighting agencies in the states are trying to deal with right now. The U.S. Forest Service, the largest of those federal agencies, has only 11 aircraft under contract to help fight what appears likely to be another very active wildfire season, especially in the Southwest and Rocky Mountain regions. That's a quarter of the 44 tankers that the Forest Service had on contract 10 years ago. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell said in a Thursday teleconference that the agencies are trying to contract more tankers.
We have 11 of our large air tankers plus. We'll bring on probably another 3 this year through additional contracts, along with one very large air tanker that we also have on contract.
Rogers says firefighting agencies often share resources when they're needed elsewhere, and that Alaska's agencies may make their 4 tankers available for duties in the states when they're no longer needed here.
If we are out of fire season or out of needing them up here, we can share them with the lower 48.
The shortage of air tankers and the airworthiness of the remaining aircraft, which average 50 years old, has caused great concern among the firefighting community, as has the federal government's failure to respond to the problem. A bipartisan group of 4 U.S. senators last month called for a federal review of the situation, coming as it does in the face of increasingly severe fire seasons. The senators from 4 western states, including Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, urged the U.S. Government Accountability Office to come up with solutions to the problem as quickly as possible. The senators urged the GAO to study efforts to identify the number and type of aircraft needed and to determine whether decision makers have considered all available options. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.